Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Wes Moreno is the county administrator for Escambia County. He joins us on Thursdays at this time. Hey, Wes, welcome back to the program, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It is great to be here this morning.
Great to be with you. I love that request, by the way. Love that album. Great album by Tom Petty. So well done, sir. You and I are music cousins, I think. So I always appreciate that. All right, we're going to start with the most important news of the day. Why in God's green earth did we get an EAS test at 3:45 this morning? That's the only thing anybody cares about right now.
I don't know. I had two phones and a television.
So it was going off.
I was wide awake after that. They've been awake ever since.
But this was a statewide thing. It's not scheduled by you. You don't have control over it. This is just basically,
That's right.
It sucks to be us today, right?
That's it. Get early start. So.
Everybody gets an early start. By the way, if you think of it as good news, the good news is that some places had it at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m., you know, 1 a.m. I mean, like, it's all over the top. I don't understand, and I want the phone number of the people responsible. But, okay, we'll move on. One of the things that you and I talked a little bit about last week when it was kind of, you know, developing was this issue of beach access on Perdido. And Commissioner Bagosh, who had brought some of this to light with the deeds and the public records request that showed maybe 75 feet of access for the public along the waterfront on the south side of the property, basically, on some of these parcels on Perdido Key. He's also now said that it looks like some of that is not true anymore based on some subsequent decisions. I know you guys have been working on this to figure out what's going on. What can you tell us you've found so far?
Yeah, so the attorney's office has been neck deep in it and been researching a lot of research. We haven't found anything west of the state park so far. And then they're still running down some things east of the state park. And so, it'll take another week or so before we really know what we know. But, some of it's looking a little bit iffy at the moment, but we'll see how it turns out here in about a week, maybe 2 weeks. But
okay.
They're researching as hard as they can, and we'll just see how it turns out.
All right, so west of the state park looks like does not have this. East of the state park, we're not sure. And this is kind of what I had said when the news first came out is, okay, it looks like this, but let's wait for, it's been this way for 50 years. You know, maybe we can hold off a week or two
before we
judge exactly what's going to happen. And I appreciate you guys are working on that. One of the other things that, and we've been talking about this quite a bit, but now with the allegations the letters actually came back in March, but brought to light yesterday about allegations against the District 1 Medical Examiner's office, which comes in the context of we're also having this conversation about where the new office is going to be located. Why did they write to you guys at the county, and what have you guys been doing since you got these notices 6 weeks ago?
I'm not sure why they sent them in. I guess they heard, you know, of course, there's been a lot of discussion about the medical examiner, a lot of angst here in Escambia County with the board. And I know there's different thoughts and different ideas about mainly where the office is located or the new office will be located. And so I don't know if they just picked up on that and decided, you know, hey, while they're going to have this discussion, we're going to send these things and we send these letters and make them aware of some other things. And so I'm not sure how it all plays out. I know Dan Schiebler is, you know, he's been talking to the media and doing some interviews and some things. And Andrew, I'll be honest with you, I don't know where the Dome discussion goes.
Okay.
I met with Commissioner Coley yesterday afternoon. He goes, what are we going to do? I said, well, y'all decide. Y'all tell me what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so then, you know, Craig Coffey over in Okaloosa seems to be kind of a little bit of a voice of reason in the mix. But I'm not really sure how it ends up. I know there's a strong, strong proponent for the main ME office to remain here in Escambia County. I think we have the most, I hate to say it, the most bodies, if you will,
right,
here in Escambia County. And then we think it makes more sense for it to be here in Escambia County. So that's kind of how I see the board tracking, but how it finally ends up, I don't know. I know Commissioner Bender is also trying to be the voice of reason and bring together an olive branch, if you will, with the other counties. But how it finally ends up, I really couldn't tell you, honestly.
Well, I guess the question I have more is, I mean, did the county do anything after you guys got these letters from the funeral homes?
We did not take any action with the letters. I know they were requested by the media. Once the media found out about them, there was a request. And so we may, you know, it may be an obligation for us to make a report to the state, maybe. I don't know. Allison is taking a look at that to see if we're obligated, but I think they're out there. I don't know if we need to send a report, but they're out there, and I don't know how all that turns out. I don't really know.
All right. We're talking to Wes Miranda. He's the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, hang on for just a second. Let's get a quick traffic report from Candy.
Not showing any problems on the road. Looks like I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. 98 not showing any delays either. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Miranda. One of the things that you guys are going to be working on today at the county commission meeting, I think this is a big news item because you're going to start talking about how to dispose of the various parcels of property that we rather affectionately call the Midtown Commerce Park. This is the old Escambia Wood Treating Facility, I think, is at the on the east side of Palafox, but it also includes the Triangle parcel at on Palafox to the west side. It also includes the old strip mall that was out in front of where the new jail is and a couple of other pieces of property around. This is a kind of a big, complicated, involved project. What are you guys actually looking to do today?
So what we're asking the board to do today is just authorize staff to begin this process of, in some cases, negotiating with businesses that currently exist around the Commerce Park. And some our fosters will take proposals, and some will be direct negotiations. So this has been in the works for quite some time. We have some outer parcels around the Midtown Commerce Park that really aren't beneficial to anybody but adjacent property owners. And so we want to, and they've been requesting us, asking us to start this process. And a lot of it stems from they want to be able to, in some cases, expand their businesses, and in some cases, secure their businesses. You know, there's a lot of homeless population there around that area, and there's been some problems with that population, so that some of them are just wanting to be able to secure their area, businesses, make them a little more safe, a little more secure, and so we're going to ask the board to let us start this initiative this morning.
Very good. Well, we'll look forward to that. I mean, this has been a long time coming. You know, obviously, part of that stems from the new jail. Part of that stems from a long time prior to the new jail. And I know, you know, Commissioner District 3, Lumen May, is going to have quite a bit to say about this. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is, and it just kind of, I noticed it when I was looking at the various plat approvals that you guys are considering. And, you know, there are a bunch of them today. I think there's four of them. Three of them are residential, and, you know, you're throwing some, going to throw some homes over on Muldoon, throw some homes over off of Mobile Highway, throw some homes over off of Highway 95A. But the one that caught my attention is that right there on I-10 at Pine Forest on the northwest corner, if you come off the off-ramp going west towards Pine Forest, you see a forest there. This is being permitted potentially for a thing called Ransley Station, which is a 12-lot commercial subdivision. Do you know what they're trying to do at that place?
I don't know everything they're trying to do at the place. I know there's been some discussion there in development services and with the board. I don't know all the business opportunities that are going to be there, but mixed with some housing. But I know it is a huge development, a pretty big development, and I anticipate a traffic signal going in there. It's an ingress egress there on Pine Forest Road, and but yeah, it is a pretty big deal there.
Okay, yeah, because we're going to have the double diamond, diverging diamond interchange redesign over the next few years, and there's going to be an additional light there. You say so, which makes sense. I mean, if they're going to put something like that in there, which kind of actually I. Something else I've been meaning to ask you about, I drive past the old soccer field complex. It's not soccer fields, but, you know, that huge lot of land east of 29 and west of Old Palafox there. And there's activity there for a couple of weeks at least now, clearing trees, and they've fenced it off more aggressively. I've heard it's a trucking facility maybe of some kind or a shipping. Do you know anything about that one either?
Not intimately, but I've heard the same, but not intimately, no.
Okay, all right. I was just curious because, you know, sometimes you know, obviously, and I thought I'd ask. Last thing is on the agenda for the day, you're going to talk about having a joint meeting with the city, which is, why don't we do this regularly? It seems like that ought to be an annual thing, but you know, I know it's hard to arrange everybody's schedules, but it's I'm glad to see it. It just seems like it should be more regular, so we don't have the 8-hour agenda kind of thing.
Yeah, it has. You're right. We've not had one since since I've been in the role. But yeah, it's hard to round everybody up at the same time. Honestly, you know, the council and the commission. And so this one, Mayor Reeves has requested this one to talk about homelessness, and that we'll have some guest speakers coming in from Washington that he's bringing in.
Okay.
And so we're going to have the joint meeting there May the 9th, and then on May the 10th. There'll be some roundtable-type discussions, some CivicCon-type discussions. So it'll be a big week for us. But, yeah, I don't disagree. I think it's a good idea for everybody to get together, the council and the board to get together, just to not that they're not familiar with
right.
how we're tracking or how they're tracking, but sometimes it's good to just share some ideas and give some input to each other.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you create the context in which you're having conversations, then conversations go better, you know, and they're a little bit more amicable, and you can bring stuff up. Hey, I said last thing, but there actually is one last thing. We're going to look at a $208,000 condition assessment for the Bay Center. Is that right? That, as a taxpayer, that feels like a lot to me for a facility that we all recognize has serious problems, which I guess is why we're doing the assessment. But is that right? And is that the appropriate price tag for something like this?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And the group is they're a top-notch group that's going to do this assessment. And, you know, the Southern Basketball Conference, they're ready to make some commitments there with the county. They've appreciated our partnership, and I think they would like to carry that on. But in order to do that, there's some things they would like to see at the Bay Center. There's some things we would like to see at the Bay Center. And so what we're trying to do is do a facility assessment, give us the best options, you know, what's going to give us the most bang for our buck, and bring in the most let us bring in more revenue there at the Bay Center. And so that's what that item is this morning.
All right. Well, you know, I hate to spend $208,000 to find out that we need to spend $4 million. But, you know, I guess that's how we know whether it's $2 million or $10 million or, you know, what the price tag is really going to be. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator, always joins us on Thursdays and helps us know what's going on in the county. Wes, thanks for all you do. Thanks for the time this morning. And, you know, I hope you can get to the bottom of whoever, not the county, was responsible for this ridiculous EAS test time. And I know it's not your fault, but I appreciate the work.
All right, Andrew. We'll see you next week.
All right, talk to you next week. 652.